Good morning, everyone. God bless you. Welcome to a new live streaming. I hope you are having a good day, or will have a good day today. Today, I'm going to be talking about Peter's mother-in-law, Hilde. Yesterday, on the streaming, we were talking about you cannot serve God and riches. And we're saying, like, at one point, we need to select what we're going to serve, who's going to be loyal to. To God or be loyal to my mom, that means the money. That's not bad, like, you know, wish about have money, but the main focus of our life is be safe, you know, have salvation through to God and serve Him. And but some people is getting away from God because they're looking, they're behind my mom. So that was the message for yesterday. So today I'm going to be talking about Peter's mother-in-law, Hilde. So in the book of Matthew, chapter 8, verse 14 to 15, says, now when Jesus had come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother lying sick with a fever. And so he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and served them. So the Bible is saying, like, when Jesus came with the disciples, the Bible said, like, they went to Peter's house. And the first thing they saw in Peter's house was, like, his wife's mother lying sick with fever. As we get to think about it, it's like, on, like, 1,000, 2,000 years ago, you know, we don't know what kind, like, sicknesses or time disease, you know, they were from that, you know, that time. But something the Bible specific says, like I said, a fever. And we might, it doesn't specify what kind of fever, you know, what kind, like, a sickness it was. So, but he said, like, I was lying sick. And we saw lying sick, that means it was, like, in a bed. So, if we think about it, like, that means he wasn't able to move, wasn't able to, you know, to stand that. And the Bible said, Jesus touched her hand. And if we see the Bible, we won't see, like, a, you know, we see a lot of miracles that Jesus did, but, you know, we see him, like, adding, like, a different in different occasions. You know, sometimes, like, they say, like, you are healed. Sometimes, like, did something else to heal the people. But this time the Bible said, like, he touched her hand. And that's something, like, extraordinary, because, you know, how God, how Jesus, how the man, the Son of God, like, in the earth, touching the hand, that was something special. And after that, the Bible said, like, the fever left. And, but, you know, the chapter doesn't finish there. You know, the chapter finishes in saying, like, after she rise, she start serving. And that's the main point on this chapter. You know, I don't know, like, what kind of miracle you have been expected. I don't know what kind of miracle you have saw or you know about. But that's not only thing about miracles. That's not only, you know, focus about what God can do or He cannot do. The main focus of this chapter is, like, after a person was laid down sick in a bed, was laid down, like, you know, with a fever. It doesn't say, like, how hard the fever was, but we can see, like, it was a really hard fever, because let's say, like, you get sick, you got, like, a symptoms of fever, so you can be, like, walking, you can be, like, doing stuff. It's not, like, really hard fever, but when it's really strong fever, made you lay sit down in bed, I mean, was really strong. But the Bible said, like, he doesn't get healed. The Bible said he start, like, a servant. And that's why we do what we do. That's why we serve God. Know what he's giving to us. Know what he will give to us. That's what he have done to us. I want to be more deeper with this. You know, I don't know what kind like a miracle God had done with you. I don't know how many times you have been, you know, in a really bad situation. You have been lost your hope. You have been lost your faith. But at one point, like you saw like something start changing. You start getting close to God. Everything start changing. So that was a miracle too. The problem with the people is like we want to see a miracle with something over extraordinary, but we can see miracles of God even when, like, we wake up, even we lift it up from our bed, we can like breathe, we can like see, we can like go take a shower, go to the bathroom, dress up well, see our family, see our kids, see all the people we love, they're around us. So that's a miracle too. So we cannot be focused on miracles or something like, oh, someone got cancer, you get healed. That's a miracle. But not only those kind of big things that are miracles. When you say you know what? I have a job and all the hours came down. You know, I was making a decent amount of money. Now I'm making a half on doing it. And you start looking around, so I got food, I was able to pay rent, I'm able to pay bills. So that means that was a miracle there. Even you don't see it that way, that was a miracle. Because if sometime when you had a big check, and sometime you couldn't even pay everything, and now you have half a money, and you still able to pay everything, that's a miracle. And that's why we need to see, and that's why we need to serve God by everything He had done already in our life, because He's good with us, you know. Because He's taking care of everything we need. He's taking care of our families. He's taking care of our jobs. Taking care of everything of us. So that's why we serve God. That's why we talk about God. That's why we testify about God, how good He is. How good He can be when you start looking for Him. We start getting close to Him. We start making a relationship. So we see a lot of miracles. And that's the main point. That's got to be our focus. That's got to be why we serve Him. That's why we go to church. We praise Him. You know, we worship Him. That's why we give all the glory. We give everything to Him because He has been good with us. But we need to think about it. And we are getting away from God. We are expecting more. Or we are asking Him for specific things. And we don't see it. You say, oh, God doesn't listen to me. Or God is getting bad with me. He doesn't give me what I ask. Sometimes we forgot about everything has been done in all our life. But we focus on that moment. In that moment, we ask God for something, and He said no. You know, God, He cannot be saying yes all the time, because we are being into process too. You know, God gotta let us, go by faith. We gotta let us go, know what we feel, what we believe. So we are believers. We are disciples, so we got to go through every step by what we live and what we continue serving God. Even you get into situation when you feel you have lost in everything, you have been, every time you lost something, every time you lost something else, keep going, keep walking, keep believing, He's taking care of you, He's still watching you. That things that's a process. And don't forget, serve God, the good way. Serve God by what everything He has been done. Don't forget all His goods. Don't forget all how He can be. Continue. Don't get tired. Sometimes you will see you will feel tired. Sometimes you will feel I don't want to continue. I don't want to go another step. I feel so tired, I feel really bad. I can't go up. So He's there to take care of you. He's there to heal you. It's something He doesn't make you to go forward. You might be sick. You might be like having a bad situation. He's there. You just need to get close to him and touch his hand. And a miracle is going to happen in your life. But you don't lay only with a miracle. They start testifying about God. So this is the message for today. And I have been blessed to you. And I asked to share this video, and if that was the case. And I'll see you next weekend with a new live streaming. So have a wonderful day, and enjoy the rest of the day. And see you next time. Bye.